But notice, too, that the example I've been discussing involves rhyme, in fact, a rhymed couplet. And so it becomes instantly clear that Mallarmé, too, has his fences, his structural and tonal fences, so to speak. Just as the vaguenesses of Debussy are protected by those clear cadential resolutions, by classically stable interrelated keys, so Mallarmé's dream within a dream is contained in equally classical structural forms, in perfect Alexandrine rhymed couplets. It's almost a shock to realize that this vaguest of poems, with its elusive but strongly evocative images, is written from beginning to end in strict hexameters. What's more, Mallarmé clearly indicates distinct episodes within the poem by putting them into italics and surrounding them with quotation marks. And these episodes, amazingly enough, are analogous to similar episodes in Debussy's musical counterpart. In other words, both the poem and the music preserve a clarity of structural articulation in spite of all vaguenesses. The poem and the music are both high on phonology pills, but in both cases, the high, or the heightened consciousness, or whatever psychedelic term you care to use, is rationally contained.